I've come. He knows I've come. I talk kidogo.
Yes, I talk kwache.
Oh,
How soon are you, how ready are you after that first one?
just once I come down, and I think that's in like 3 minutes.
Does he need to like touch you or do anything?
No,
Amatu, you're just
no,
ready.
ready. But he needs to leave kwanza kidogo. Don't come back immediately. If you want to maintain that, which I don't like, just whatever emotion you are in at that point that I came, you're gonna need to reduce it. Or stop kidogo, but still inside me. Which I actually don't like.
That throb doesn't like excite you. Have you felt in there? They stop the pumping of just everything just quiet. We're just
So
quiet.
already you need
Then you
shakam
feel
sana
that
babe.
the
Yeah,
pulse.
Dick, it's filling me. It needs to come again immediately. And the thing is, what I say, and I'm gonna stick to my first statement, you wanna enjoy sex. Enjoying sex to me is not coming and to enjoy the process. Can we fuck? Yes, we're gonna climax at some point, but can we just fuck? Cause don't do things, I'm gonna come now and I won't want it anymore.
So I
So.
think what it could it be maybe parts of you,
Okay, parts
parts
of
of
my pussy.
all parts of you are just hyper. Kiguswapa, you can be set off. Cause I mean I'm thinking I can be touched everywhere. You're still inside me, and I'll somehow it won't. I won't get there. I don't know. It's the for me how we get I get there is that kind of slow, kind
For real.
build up.
Babe, so for me
Ooh.
it's when I'm about to come. By that time, in a hunger, pam, pam, pam. And that's why I said, after I've come, you better slow down if you still want to be inside me. Which I don't actually like, but
You prefer
I
a
can
talk
take
kabisa
it.
kwanza then.
Yeah. Talker, let's take a break. We can even have a chat.
Me at once. Let me tell you something I've watched, I've seen on porn, whatever, some videos. You see where a guy is fucking in? When he's about to come and I toa nje, just those first two spits ziko nje, well, he's still coming, arudishe ndani.
But that's for the dude.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you. Okay, how would you know that if you're already in your zone? Which I just said, alcohol must come. Because there are
See,
guys who are teasers.
atatoka,
There are
wengine
guys who
mzuri.
are teasers, babes. There are guys who will fuck you after kidogo kwa tu your reaction.
Hey, okay, if
There are
you're a
guys who
teaser,
do
so you
that.
come my way. Ingia kwa DM, guy.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But is that just
Fucking God.
akatoa onitu venye utataka kufanya?
Sijakuwa na tukao. Mi mtu akitoa ametoa juu anajua na kama. What I'd want to experience ni and then amekam at hizo the first two so anywhere on my body but rudisha ndani ile
And
still
that's what
coming
I always
and
say, and that's what I give them. First round, kwanza guy kama he's into you, first one I need to be first. According to his head. And that's what I'm okay to give. But don't make that first round be the, if I'm willing to fuck you, that one round is not enough for. I'm willing to have sex with you. First round, yako nimekupea. Second round, it's gonna go
make it mine.
long. It's my round.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, for me, I feel that's fair enough for my sexual role. Or rather, if we're having a fucking whatever, come kwa maliza yo tu.
What's the fucking whatevs?
You guys.
On,
Yeah.
Shema.
With this, does it involve other parties? What happened in that? Does it involve other parties?
Yeah.
So when you're having it with other parties, what really happened?
What really happens is, it depends, is the guy my boyfriend or he's another person's boyfriend? If he's another person's boyfriend, I want to watch them fuck. I want to watch them fuck. It turns me on to watch them fuck.
Oh my.
Yes. In fact,
What if it's yours? What if it's your boyfriend?
I don't like sharing my boyfriends. I've never tried.
Really?
Have there been in another life but this one?
Oh, okay.
I've never. But
how does it make you feel? As in the
watching
thought it, the thought of it, the thought of your boyfriend.
I better. No.
In your presence.
No.
How does it make you feel?
It's not to kill myself. No, I'm not doing that.
We're so different.
I would never, in a million years, I'm sorry.
Me, as long as it's
never
controlled, I'm seeing it. I want it happening.
And I know that, and that's why. But for me, personally, if it's someone I actually really love, and he's my boyfriend, and we've made it clear,
okay,
he will never fuck anyone in my presence. Never. I would never want to imagine him. Okay. No way. I feel like with a chick,
not one that you know,
controlled, someone that he never exchanged numbers with,
mm-hmm,
someone very foreign.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I even need to be in a foreign country. If in a foreign country,
they're called strange.
Whatever they call. But I feel like that one I can, just for the fun of it, confidently knowing there'll never be any contact.
Yeah,
that.
I mean, it's that one time and you're done. It's not regular.
Yeah.
We have a problem.
Not even regular per se. No contact whatsoever.
Yeah.
I feel like, but to be honest, you guys, I'm going to say this. Me, I would never imagine my man ever fucking any other. I don't say this.
Not even in your presence.
Not even my friend. No, I don't want to.
But now that you brought the whole point of threesomes up, yeah? At what point do you feel like, is there a point where you feel like, okay, he doesn't do that to me, why is he doing that, this to this other woman? Is there a point where you feel like, that's new? Why the fuck is he doing that? Is there a point where you feel like, wait, she's enjoying herself. If you're wondering, that's her pouring her drink, trying to think of an answer. If you're, what I'm saying is, at what point do you feel like, and if you're the guest in this situation, how do you say, okay, I won't throw it back too hard, what really happens, what really goes on in your mind, especially if you're the guest, and also if you're the host?
Who wants
to start, the guest or the host?
Where you'd
prefer being a host? I mean a guest rather, right?
Yeah.
So you as the guest, do you know your limits during that situation?
For me, always, in all situations.
So do you always give your best?
No, not really.
Why do you hold back?
I don't hold back. The thing is, where I love being, podcast guys, my loving in those situations.
So why do you love?
Why do you hold back?
But I like it.
Why did you bring your A game?
Because for me it's not necessary and there's nothing to write home about.
Alright.
I mean, I'm just doing me. And I can just
in a nutshell,
I'm just trying to come, and if the other person wants to come, like I'm just enjoying the company.
Quite,
for me, it's nothing important. Like I can just do whatever. Have you ever had a test where you're just required to just do the test? There's no failing. There's no performing. You don't need to be an A student.
Mm.
You just need to be there. You just need to do the test.
Yeah.
That's what I feel about. Like I can just.
You can be yourself. And
if I want to underperform, if I want to overperform, I just need to be there, and I like it like that.
For Naima, who might prefer being the host, do you feel like sometimes someone can throw it back too far, and you're like, God damn you!
I haven't seen
those moves. You know, I haven't seen you pull that.
I have a question.
Mm.
What should you do in a situation where if the tables were switched,
mm-hmm,
for example,
mm-hmm, and you were the guest.
If I was the host,
and she was the guest.
The guest. Would you underperform, overperform, or would
good
you?
Question.
Yeah, I want to imagine by the time I'm agreeing to being a guest, that's a very, that's a guy that's my type in every way, at least even physically.
So the guy has to be your type?
Very much so. Otherwise, if I ever find myself as a guest and the guy is just nowhere close to my type, which itakuwa ngumu to really convince
so
me to be a guest.
So you can't do a favor to your girl. For example, your girl had a party.
Then I will underperform to my very best.
Underperform to
are
your
you
best.
You got yes. naked to underperform. You know,
yeah.
not
see, that's
why,
here's what I'm trying to tell her. You see, when now that card is pulled, yeah, this is for your girl.
So, then, for your Neymar, the catch has to be, the guy has to be your type.
Yes, I love threesomes. I am for threesomes. I love all that. Just
but the guy has to be your type.
If he's my type physically. And you know my type physically.
Yeah.
I don't even need to know him. I don't even need to like him. But
he has to be your type
yes,
physically.
I am going to come there and
do
my
way.
Very
do the
best.
Most.
Yes.
Okay. Wait. I have a question. For example, yes, the guy is your type and all. Depending on that day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a core. Like you're feeling it. Am I you?
You see, we've already probably spoken about it. I'm
so
privy to that. I'm
you've not
to...
met him, but knowing your type, or did know he's your type.
And
so just remember you're coming,
of, yeah.
and this is going to happen like this.
Yes, we've kind of hinted. There could be something.
So
here.
Mentally, you could have
I'll be ready prepared. For it, and I'll be there to give my A game. As long as
for
that
real.
Guy, yes.
As long as the guy
Sarah,
is your
catch.
Type.
As long as that guy is my type. Because the difference between me and Ewe, we have... When it comes to guys, we're different.
Very.
If you had the same, if you like the same types of guys.
But that would have been a problem.
That's not.
that would have been a problem, maybe, girl.
Let me tell you, Naima. When guys are given such opportunities, it's time to fucking show off.
Yeah. No, that's the thing with guys.
It does not matter whose girl this is.
The guy does not care.
She's naked. She's on top of you.
And
she's
she wants
the,
you.
Yeah.
He'll do the most.
Hallelujah. You make sure, if that is the last time you're ever in there, it better be your fucking best. So most guys, we operate differently. You see the way you'd say, for my girl, I want to be sensitive. For your girl, I want to underperform. What do you mean? Let the other person outperform himself.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Let the other person come out and, you know.
You guys,
Go on.
Wait, I'm confused. This is my soul.
Mm.
Roger, as you're remembering that, I want to say something.
Mm-hmm.
I was in some foursome at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's the fucking orgy. That's the fucking orgy.
No, according to Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen is fucked up. Una tech minister.
Roger, according to Charlie Sheen. One is a handsome.
Two is
just the usual sex, yeah? Three is a threesome.
Four
is a foursome.
Five
is the orgy.
Wait.
With one odd one person.
Actually, four is a foursome.
Yeah. Four is two
but
couples.
For me, four is already
four is
an orgy.
Couples.
Thank you, yeah.
Yeah. As in,
now,
even if the
send you a time
even,
anymore.
Honor, even, even if the combination,
I'm not doing this shit.
If sometimes you find the combination is MMF, yeah, it's three guys.
So Neymar, we've had a couple of orgies.
Roger,
piece of shit.
Roger, sometimes you might find you might.
Please don't cut that out. Watch us keep it and sing it.
Sometimes you might find yourself in foursomes or threesomes that are not the regular kind, yeah. So, Skumoja, say you and Sarah, if you get down that way, there's another babe in the room, and she's, you know, liking how you guys vibe with each other, then you're like, hey, show us your titties! You know, the way you guys do, you know,
him on his
downfall. Like, oh,
oh, oh my God. Yeah, true that though.
You girls are usually, So you go on, and it ends up being a foursome of
three females, one man.
How do you handle that?
Wait, how does
how would you handle that?
Thank you.
You have three females, one man.
Listen, all it takes to detonate Sarah here clearly, and to put her out, I assume you don't know me like that. No, I'm saying according to the previous episode where you said. One nut is all that knocks you out.
But it has to be long.
If I was a guy in the foursome and I find myself in a situation with three babes who are hot for me, blah blah blah, it's elimination by knockout.
So, yeah.
Knans and a weakling, Sarah.
So assuming you don't know me like that,
I'm giving an example based on the previous episode. Yes. Because now clearly I know what you spoke about, blah blah blah. Yeah.
No, you see what she's using. She's using the information.
Now, when you realize, so you have asked me how I operate in a foursome.
True.
So you want my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd go for the weakling.
Done.
Uyo. Knock her out real quick.
But you know it wouldn't be that fast.
You also don't know the skills that the man is parking. Yeah. So it wouldn't even take probably dick, it'd probably take a tongue or a finger.
Yeah.
Boom, out. Oh, we have a gaga, uko amelala. Aya. Unarudi from what Naima told us, ni mtu hachoki.
Anapenda all at once. Anapenda all at once. Yeah.
Maliza na huyo. Because she might be riding the dick uko nyuma, but you're dealing with these two while you're knocking them out one by one. it's elimination process.
That's smart.
Quick,
that's smart, yeah.
So you have a mouth.
And your finger.
You have two hands.
Yeah.
And you still have a body.
You have two hands.
Mm. And you still have a body.
You have a fucking body. You still have a dick, yeah. So, what you make sure is, Naima doesn't start on the dick. Because Naima,
Wait, you said that Sarah sat on our path.
Sorry, knock out.
And
Keep her away from the dick as long as you can. Mtu unaanza na yako dick ni wiki. It's up to you now. Mimi
continue.
Tapped out. Mtu wa pili, unamwambia sasa wewe. Naona ni.
We said how many chicks?
Three chicks. Versus one guy. Yeah. Mtu wa pili, una make sure kama ule weakling wa kwanza alitolewa na kidole, una make huyo atolewe na mpango. And make sure it's almost simultaneous. Waende wapumzike watu wawili. Sasa ubaki na yule wa masafa marefu. Kipchoge.
Sina we can play music guys.
Huyo na deal na yeye perpendicularly. Sasa vile amekaa mivo, ndio na deal na yeye. By the time the sun is waking up, you're done with the masafa marefu and you've knocked out two beds. Cold. So now, hautaambiwa, but sasa shida ni variables ziko mingi sana. Sasa zingine unaweza pata, you found watu watatu wa masafa marefu.
I was about to ask that. What if you find three Neymars at the same
time? I always identify the weakling.
There should be one.
There will always be one.
Okay, there will
be. What any masafa,
but kuna mwenye ni ana give at.
A weakling is this in this definition.
Okay, how do you know the weakling?
See, you're caressing, nini. The one who twitches the most is the weakling.
For real. I will never twitch.
Ule mwenye anasikia ni kama ni customer kanapita. Weakling number one.
Mr. Shat.
Focus your energy on that one. Haitachukua dakika mingi, huyo ni wa kueliminate real quick. Sawa ni wa masafa. Eh, sawa ni wa masafa, but show up with your fucking fingers. Wachana na dish. Show up with your fucking fingers, your fucking tongue. Anything. Anything that you can use on this first weekling when you're in masafa, use it. Mm. Tap out.
I will admit one thing. Kizo masafa, I'm the first one to go. It's kidogo obvious though.
Yeah, you see.
It's kidogo obvious.
So, ladies and gentlemen, based on the previous episode, we have kind of tended to, this is the extended version of it. And I've come to realize a lot from Girl Talk. I've just been listening here. I won't even do an intro for this one, but based on what they're saying, hey, don't get caught in an FFFM because come away if you see your masafa marefu, my friend. Or you did not help yourself that day earlier.
Hautawezana.
Hautawezana. That's too much vagina for you. Do you girls have anything more to add? This was your episode to run.
Sarah? I'm just saying, see you on the next postcard.
Camereo. 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 That's a postcard.
Man.
Podcast. That's what I meant.
Alright. It's been fun having you, ladies. So what, Naima, do you have any last words?
Nah, just let's fuck. Let's fuck.
You see,
let's fuck.
This is why you should let the marathoner finish last.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. I know. Yeah.
You're calling me the marathoner.
Keep talking with you.
Keep talking.
Wait, are you saying it's that hard to...
No, I'm just saying based on what you've told us, it means you, it doesn't matter if it's the second or the 10th orgasm. Kasonge, sana, mbaka...
But that's true. You see, even when someone taps out.
Listen, yes, I can last longer. But if someone knows that's my weakness, if we do all at once, I'm done.
True.
For me, I'll come over and over and over and over.
And it's
that day will come. Ndataka sawa, pumzika kidogo, yes. But please, can you get back up? We need to get back on this thing. We need to get back on this thing.
Aisha. Unamshagadiki na ile sound ya previously. On sex marathon.
Have you had a guy running away from you? What way? Goje, sawa.
Maybe girls conclude this one for me.
Here's what I'd say, to sitishwe pia na marathoners.
We're not that hard to please.
Go on.
We're not that hard to please. I'd say just get to really know this person.
Yeah.
Get to really know this person.
Mm-hmm.
Unaweza mchosha haraka sana if you kijua you can do this and this and this and this and this and this. By the time you've had your first match, which might knock you out.
Okay,
and
I know
she's had a
fourth. It's last comment.
Unaweza maliza.
I missed last comment, but I have a quick question.
Well, 200 meters, go get one.
Does sex require you to know someone?
I think you not know someone like that. As in, you are to
study their body.
Yes, yeah. Study their body and how they.
You gonna compare if I've met three babes today and I don't.
You
know
can do a quick.
Yeah, there's a quick study you can do.
You know, differential diagnosis.
You know.
Okay, wait. You guys, if alcohol is involved,
they might be more sensual if alcohol is involved. They might be more sensitive also if alcohol is involved.
Wait, they can also, three of them can be also different in the way alcohol, they handle alcohol in their body.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
You got right. And that's what I'm saying. If alcohol is involved, that's a big variable. But I'm saying in the case where they're just chilling, maybe sitting for light, not necessarily, you know, gargling. You can tell.
But you know, to tagazo, I will spark the shit out of him.
So we will fuck. The 100 meter runner turns into a marathoner when she grabs
keep
it.
Keep chugging.
Lakini sisi ni nani? Hatufanyi nini? Hatu tishwi.
And we don't go by the rules.
Yes, so
this is life. So, we're doing life. 100
meter runner, unasemaje to conclude this episode?
And to say, if you're gonna fuck, enjoy your fuck.
There you go. And with those few and quick remarks. I'd like to say thank you for listening. This is Randy Radio, and you're listening to Randy Pontiff and the girls.
Yay!
Yeah, so if you
wish, family.
Yeah, if you wish to hear more from them, just put it in the comments. Ask any questions you need to ask. If you feel like you are a marathon runner, like Kipchoge here, or if you're a hundred meter runner, you know the kind of adrenaline filled, you know, sexual encounters. Just you can ask Sarah your questions, and I'll be willing to pass all of the questions to both of them.
Tell me if you wanna talk.
Oh, you guys did hear that. Have a lovely day if it's during the day, or a lovely night if you're listening to this with your hand in your crotch, you pervert.
Better touch yourself.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.